Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
And we are talking to Amy this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, guys.
So you went on a first date with a guy named Charles. And how did you and Charles meet? Was it through the apps?
Yeah. And it was a really solid first date, actually. So I thought.
What did you guys do?
We just went out. We had drinks. It was really low-key.
And everything was going great. And now you find yourself in a situation where you're getting iced out. Now, is this being iced out completely, or are his responses to you just kind of like short and cold? Like, what's happening now?
No, total ice.
Did anything happen on the date that maybe you could be like, it was probably this, when this happened, or when I said this?
I've done that, overanalyzing every little thing that was ever said or done. And you know what? It's a new year. I'm not overthinking things anymore. I'm just, maybe it's them, maybe it's me, maybe there's something terrible that happened, and I hope he's okay.
Oh, maybe something that doesn't even have anything to do with you. Okay.
You know what? Right. I love the, like, not overanalyzing and not assuming it's you. Like, we have to let that go in 2026.
Sure. We've got Charles on hold, and we're going to talk to him. You're going to be on hold, and you're going to be able to hear everything. We're not going to be able to hear you, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of this, okay?
Thank you.
You got it. Amy's now on hold, riding her fire horse, I guess. And Charles, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. My name's Gavin, and that is Katie. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on something right now called the Second Date Update. And we just got done talking to Amy. And Amy and you went on a date, and she said that the date was great. She loved it. And she said that afterward, you have not contacted her at all. And she doesn't know why.
The date was going pretty well up until we started talking about our careers, and she told me she had a job interview for a new job on the East Coast.
She has a job?
She had a job interview, or she has had the job interview?
She's had the job interview. I don't know if she got the job yet, but she said she might in a couple months be moving across the country.
If she gets the job.
If she gets the job.
And that's the reason why you don't want a second date?
Yeah, because I'm still here. I'm not moving over there with her.
Okay, let's get Amy. Amy, are you there?
Yeah. What?
Okay, so you heard everything. You're back on with Charles, and there's his answer. Is that true? Like, are you? How close are you to getting this job?
I mean, I may get it. I may not. I'm through multiple phases of that interview process, but
are you in the, like, Like, if you were to give a percentage, like a 90% chance I'm going to get this job, what would it be?
I don't know. I guess it's either a yes or a no. So 50-50 maybe, because it's either a yes or no, right?
This feels very cart before the horse to me.
Which part?
Thank you. Yes. What are you talking about, dude?
So many things have to happen a certain way for him to, like, get, I don't know, his heart broken. Like, she has to get the job. She has to like him enough that they, like, fall for each other. They haven't even gone on a second date. They could go on a second date and never want to see each other again.
You're talking about investing time, investing money, investing energy and emotions, possibly into something that could yield you nothing.
Every date could be nothing. Most dates will be nothing, but it's a new year. Get to know people. Say yes to things.
Charles, what is your response to that? You're being real quiet.
I feel like I've already said what I need to. Like, if you're planning on moving, I'm not doing a long distance relationship.
Okay, you're a real bah humbug.
Let him finish.
No, I don't want to. Like, if he's so dedicated to, like, she did him dirty somehow, because
I'll tell you,
she
this.
Inexplicably went on a date. Okay, so are we to understand, boys, she cannot go on any new dates until she knows for sure if she got this job or not?
Why do it?
Because you're spending time with people.
Because you're just in it for fun.
Maybe you are.
Okay. All right. So, well, Charles, it sounds like there's no way we're going to get you a second date on this, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Amy, good luck out there.
I appreciate you. And you know what? Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not. Let's keep going. Let's keep going, fam.
What a breath of fresh air she is.
I love her.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.